Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of experience. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, James Brown is the Minister of State at the Department of Justice, a Fianna Fáil TD for Wexford, of course, as well. Minister, you're welcome to the show. So the gambling legislation, I mean, it feels like we've been discussing and debating it for years at this stage. And I understand the hope is it will finally be gotten off the government's legislative books in October. Is that right?
Yeah, no, that's certainly the target. So we've completed all the stages through Dáil Éireann, and we've done second stage in the Seanad. So we've committee report and file in the Seanad, and then we'll have to come back into the Dáil for one last step, because we'll be making a number of amendments in the Seanad. So technically, it has to come back to the Dáil for those amendments to be approved. But we are in the end game now, very much so. A lot of the remaining pieces are technical in nature about continuing existing legislation until the new legislation is stood up. And we've had a number of meetings with the Attorney General through August to get this finalised. So I'm very confident we'll be finishing the Seanad by the end of September, back into the Dáil in October, and get this legislation passed. As you say, you know, this has been ongoing for a long time. Our legislation is hopelessly outdated. It's from the 1930s and the 1950s. It's black and white legislation for a digital era. And there was proposals in the past for updating our gambling legislation that never really went very far. So this time, a lot of work has gone into it. It's a massive piece of legislation. It's about 221 sections.
Yeah,
covering a number of different departments, revenue, for example, Department of Agriculture as well. So it's one of the biggest pieces this government is doing. And it is a very comprehensive piece as well, because we're standing up the new Gambling Regulatory Authority of Ireland so that we have a strong body that can enforce these new rules as well.
So what will change then, Minister?
I think the first fundamental change is that the sector will be regulated. You know, people need to be able to gamble safely in this country. We're not banning gambling, but at the moment it is the Wild West out there with gambling. There, and most areas, there's no regulation at all. And what little regulation we have, most of that is there's no real enforcement body to ensure that it's being applied either. And we'll be approaching this purely from a public health perspective. So we will be regulating a massive multi-billion euro industry. Some estimates reckon it's worth about 6 billion euros per annum in Ireland. We have a lot of other gambling companies based out of Ireland that are dealing in other countries as well. So we're regulating the industry, but also from a public health perspective is a primary purpose. So ensuring that people can gamble safely, putting a levy on gambling companies. So there's a fund there for education, for awareness and for treatment. And then also to ensure that children, for example, cannot be gambling or anywhere near gambling, and having that regulatory authority stood up so they can bring enforcement proceedings, including criminal proceedings, against anybody who is not abiding by these tough new regulations.
What is happening now in the country in terms of gambling that will no longer be able to happen after the legislation is passed? Or is it more that there's things you worry about proliferating in the future that this legislation would prevent?
So I think we have seen a massive proliferation, for example, of advertising, from gambling advertising. We wouldn't have seen it maybe 15 years ago. That's a big concern for myself. The second thing would be that, again, if you go back 15, maybe 20 years ago, your typical gambler was going down to the local bookies office. And there was a lot of concern about 12, 15 years ago about a casino, for example, setting up in Tipperary, and this could promote gambling. Now every 12-year-old is going around with a casino in their back pocket. It's actually quite scary when you think about it. And everybody's been bombarded with these advertisements. So getting control of that online space, getting control of that advertising, and anybody who wants to provide gambling services in this country will have to have a license to do so in this country. At the moment, you don't. For certain areas, you do. But for a lot of areas, people are providing services on license. And that license is tied to you meeting all of the public health requirements. And if you don't do so, you can lose your license and even be prosecuted as well. And the fines will include fines based on turnover. So it's not simply a fine, for example, that someone might say, oh, sure, look, I'll pay that fine and move on. That would be based on turnover. And our new gambling regulatory authority, we have the CEO designate appointed. She is standing up that authority already. So when this legislation passes, we're not waiting another 2 years for the authority to be set up. It'll be ready to go within a couple of months of the legislation passing.
And how difficult is that job of regulating the online space?
So it certainly when we first look at this, it was going to be challenging. So one of the ways we're approaching it is the internet service providers are included in this legislation. So you'll be able to go after those who are providing, if there is illegal gambling being provided online, that you can go after the service provider that is allowing that service to be provided through their format. So that's important that we can approach this from every different angle to get takedown notices. Now, look, when I say that internet service providers, we're not after them per se. It's so that we have the power to get takedown orders to be able to stop any kind of unlawful or unlicensed scam being provided. And as well, the requirement in there is that if you are looking at services online, well, you have to opt in to get gambling ads. You can't simply be targeting the general population anymore. And this is about getting tough on those social media providers who take a very hands-off approach to this.
Who is going to be the person to initiate that, for example? You know, pursuing the internet service provider to take down the access to gambling?
So the Gambling Regulatory Authority of Ireland. So we have that set out in the legislation. We've appointed our CEO designate, and she is putting her team together. So they will eventually issue all licenses, and they will have the power to bring prosecutions or to make complaints to An Garda Síochána or go to the High Court to get, for example, those takedown notices. So the regulatory authority will have an awful lot of powers here to take the necessary action, so they will, and to ensure that these regulations are going to be adhered to, because we absolutely have to have a robust regulatory regime in this country. We know from the SRI research last year that about 1 in 30 people in this country now have some sort of problem with gambling. And certainly my experience with younger people is it is getting worse with young people. It's not your typical, you know, 40-year-old in a bookie office anymore. It's young sports people and young women as well are increasingly getting addicted to gambling.
Yeah.
And it's a real concern.
How is it, though, that like you and your colleagues can be so confident that this will work? But at the same time, every time there's conversations around taking down kind of harmful and even illegal content that children can access on their phones, you know, when it's not gambling, it's something else. It's maybe extreme pornography, it's violence, it's things that they shouldn't be accessing, absolutely. And everybody would be in agreement of that. That we're told, look, that's a really complicated thing to do. You know, it involves all these internet service providers. It involves companies who are based abroad but have access to children through their phones here. It involves regulators all across. You know, it's a really complicated picture, yet we're managed to do it in gambling, it sounds like.
Yes, so with gambling, our approach is a fairly straightforward one. If you want to provide a gambling service in Ireland, you have to have a license. If you don't have that license, you're acting illegally and you can face criminal fines. And as I say, we can target any providers of that service in the country. So the internet service providers is the example I've given. So we're keeping that kind of level of control over it. There's always going to be attempts from the black market. We believe we have sufficient controls in here. But in addition to the controls that are within the legislation and the powers the Gambling Regulatory Authority will have, we are also giving powers to regulatory authority to seek further powers, if you like, from the Minister of the day by way of statutory instrument. So we've developed this legislation in such a way that it can be updated without the necessary for more primary legislation. I have to go through all those stages in the dole again. But the Minister, on the advice of the Regulatory Authority of Ireland, can strengthen those measures as well, so we can keep moving. Because you're 100% right. We have seen changes so fast at the moment, and now we're looking at artificial intelligence, augmented reality, and other measures, and also a blurring of lines between gambling and, if you like, gaming and other areas as well. So we are after a bit of a moving target. We think this legislation is very robust. And as I say, those measures that can be recommended by the Regulatory Authority of Ireland to the Minister to move quickly where changes happen.
Fianna Fáil TD for Wexford and Minister of State at the Department of Justice, James Brown. Minister, thanks for joining us here on The Show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of experience. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.